It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. The history and contributions of Chinese Americans in Washington were recognized on the state Senate floor. The Senate passed a resolution sponsored by Senator Steve Oban.
This tradition of bringing forward on the Senate floor resolutions such as this allows us to honor men and women and events that we're proud of as Americans, as Washingtonians. In part, we do this to urge the next generation and its leaders to emulate the character and acts of courage of such great men and women. But we must also remember the dark moments of our history, including here in Washington, like the Chinese Exclusion Act and the deplorable mobs who ran Chinese Americans literally out of their homes, out of their communities, because those who refuse to remember such things from the past are condemned to repeat it. And what was the context of such a pernicious law and the that was not repealed until World War II, when we had common cause now with China to face a worldwide totalitarianism? There was in America in the 1880s and beyond the notion that jobs and resources were scarce, and certain groups used racism against Chinese laborers to protect their hold on those jobs and their access to the American dream. Racism has always been a convenient but irrational basis for judging a man or a woman's worth or their personhood. It tells us nothing about their worth any more than their hair color or their shoe size. But let's not indulge the conceit that our generation or its leaders are somehow immune from creating laws which withhold rights and privileges because of the color of one's skin. It has, and it will always be, a convenient but wholly irrational way to judge a person's worth or their access to rights and privileges. We must be vigilant. We must be on our guard at all times. And perhaps like no other nation, we have the chance to be colorblind. It's in our DNA. Nearly all of us in this chamber have come from shores beyond this continent. Remember the phrase, e pluribus unum, out of many, one. It's in our DNA. It was at our founding. It's on our great seal as a nation. So this morning, on this floor, we deplore the mistreatment of Chinese Americans who have contributed so much to our great nation and to our state. And we resolve not to repeat the history of excluding them or throw up barriers to the pursuit of the American dream.
Senator Sherrod Brown.
I stand in proud support of this resolution. Historically, Chinese laborers have played an indispensable role throughout the development of our great state in the lumber industry, in mining, in canning, farming, and the railroad industries. But they continue to make an indispensable contribution to this state today, particularly across the state and in my district with regard to all the wonderful companies that we have in the Tri-Cities, in high tech, in computers, in science, technology, in medicine. And I'm very honored to stand in support of this resolution today.
The resolution was personal for several senators, including Judy Warnick.
I rise to support resolution 8684. I do it for my grandson, Jack Sujin Hampshire. We received him as a young infant into our family. He was adopted by my daughter and son-in-law. And people in China, I was lucky enough to go to China with my daughter to receive Jack. People were looking at us, why are you taking a good-looking boy from China? Most of the adopted children were girls, but Jack was not. He was all boy. But then he'd put his hand up around my daughter's shoulder. His hand is very, very deformed. many of the older folks in China would come up and say, lucky boy, he is a lucky boy, because they knew he was going to have a better life in America. So reading through this resolution, I hope that the feelings that have been from the past are generational or past generational. He will never have to experience that racism. I pray that that doesn't happen. When we brought him home, he was completely, completely accepted by six blonde, blue-eyed cousins. He never has any trouble being part of our family. In fact, he was teased on one camping trip by some boys that were swimming with our kids. His cousins went to his defense and were ready to fight for him. So I hope that that's what's going to happen now, that we are ready to fight for all our residents, Chinese or otherwise. And Jack's plans, he's still fairly young, he's only 12, but he's already visited companies in Senator Brown's district and has told me he wants to work there someday. And he's competing this next weekend in the Math is Cool contest as a state contestant, and very, very proud of what he's doing with math. So I think he will get there someday into working for one of those companies in Senator Brown's district.
Senator Mike Patton.
I want to call to mind a very good former member of the other body who I served with, who later became governor of our great state, Gary Locke. And Gary is still serving our state as head of a outreach effort on the census. And I know he would encourage all Chinese Americans to participate in the census and be counted. But I also, just on a personal note, have to mention last September and October, I visited Guangzhou, China for a wedding of my son to a wonderful Chinese lady. We were in Guangzhou. It's a lovely city. We had a great time, and now our family is so much more aware. But the best part of this resolution for me is what the future holds and the vital role that Chinese Americans are playing in civic activities, in helping our economy in all sorts of ways, and what a positive contribution and how fortunate we are to have them as citizens.
Senator Randy Becker told the story of a doctor.
Mr. President, I kind of think that I have to say I, because of my previous boss, Dr. Soy, and it's spelled T-S-O-I, when I was looking for a job and I was hired by Dr. Soy in his medical clinic, I started as a receptionist, worked up to billing, worked up to management, and then moved on ultimately. But Dr. Soy would have staff meetings every other week that lasted for a period of time, and he felt in those staff meetings that maybe he should educate us on more than just the medical part of it. So he would tell stories about his family, and I hope I remember this correctly, Mr. President, because it's been a long time. But Dr. Soy's family escaped communist China, and Dr. Soy's family got into Hong Kong, and Dr. Soy loved cars more than anything. He was always talking about a car here, and he would actually provide them for staff while they worked for him so that they could get to and from work daily. Mr. President, Dr. Soy had all the puzzle pieces put together, as I always describe it. He was one that had organized, worked in, well, let me give a little bit of his history. He was a teacher in Hong Kong. He came to the United States and he became an anesthesiologist. Then Washington State, in its great wisdom, thought anesthesiologists needed to be MDs. So he went back and he got his MD. And then he worked in the ER at Tacoma General, and then decided that he was seeing a lot of patients that didn't need to go to an ER. And so he started, it was the second by one day walk-in clinic, Mr. President, and he is still running the walk-in clinics. Mr. President, when you talk about this man's history, what his family went through, and he told us that some of his friends were engineers, and they were asked to go back to China by the Chinese government so that they could help develop the roads, et cetera. And those families, those engineers were never seen again. So Dr. Tsui used to tell us every single time we'd meet what a great country this was and how proud he was to be here. And so for this resolution, I stand up in strong support and so gratefully thank Senator O'Ban for bringing this forward. Mr. President, this is an excellent resolution, and thank you very much.
Senator Keith Wagoner.
I rise in support of this resolution and thank Senator O'Ban for bringing it forward. First, because it gives me an opportunity to speak about my wife, the former Wen Li of Taipei, Taiwan. We've been married 32 years, and she's been putting up with me for close to 35 years. I was lucky enough to raise three wonderful children, and I am actually guilty of marrying the admiral's daughter. So I'm very proud of my wife and very proud to support this resolution. But I also thought I would bring a historical anecdote. When we think about the firsts and we talk about resolutions like this, we typically talk about political firsts, but Chinese Americans have had many, many firsts in America. Senator Brown alluded to some of those in technology and medicine and mathematics. But coming from a military background and as an aviator, I thought I would bring attention to a notable but little-known Chinese-American, Arthur Chin, later Major Arthur Chin. He is generally considered the first fighter ace of World War II. So Arthur Chin was a resident of Portland, Oregon, son of Peruvian and Chinese immigrants. In the late 30s, when the Japanese Imperial Empire invaded China, he and 13 other Chinese-Americans went to defend the homeland of their parents. They learned to fly, and they flew very old aircraft. They were actually flying biplanes and fighting the Japanese with superior aircraft. Major Chin shot down 9 aircraft between 1937 and 1939 before he himself was shot down. He survived the crash with very bad burns, and came back years later to fly over what was called the hump, the Himalayan mountains, to bring supplies in during World War II. When Major Chin retired, he went and served the post office in Aloha, Oregon. There's a post office named in his honor, sorry, frog in the throat, that was signed into law by President Bush in 2008. So that's my historical anecdote for this body and just one of the amazing accomplishments, the amazing firsts of Chinese Americans.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.